Welcome back to Rude Dude.
Welcome to the Rude Dude Recovery Podcast with your host and resident wet brains, Cam and Hen, two dudes navigating the waves of wellness. Thanks for being here. This week, the dudes get super spooky for a better late than never Halloween episode. We give a special shout out to single parents. We discuss a few fantastic quotes and stick around for the candy draft and all-time Halloween movie discussion. Please enjoy episode 84 of the Rude Dude Pod.
Here we go.
Welcome back to the Rude Dude Podcast. I am your host. You may know me as the Joker with my pal, my buddy, my guy, the undead. Cree man Davis, how are you there, Cree?
Well, my Joker pal, I'm over here doing pretty fucking good. For our audio listeners, you never would have guessed what just happened. We decided to do a blind reveal for this very Halloween special episode, and my man,
and boy, was it a doozy.
It was, dude. It was. I am an actual representation of how I still feel, by the way. I am a dead ass skeleton. So here we are. You look fucking fantastic, bro.
Kay did the makeup. So if you want to see what the hell's going on, you got to go follow us on Instagram. We'll have a bunch of reels. But I'm in full Joker regalia. Kristen did my makeup. That's why we were a little late. We really went for it. We even got the green on the soul patch. You see that?
Dude, the beard looks so good, dude.
It looks sick. It almost looks like I have a beard.
Dude, it's thicker than it's ever been. It looks fucking fantastic. A snicker. Dude, so stoked to be here, dude.
And my little Joker bow tie.
Dude. You're winning. So what, do you guys got like a family deal going on? Are you guys all like Batman
characters? No, this is just literally for the podcast. I was like, I want to do makeup. I want to do something sick. And this is like the best makeup.
Dude, the dedication. I'm actually already sweating ass in this. This should be great. I'm going to stay like this for as long as I possibly can. It should be great. Dude, I'm like, literally my glasses are fogging. It's fantastic.
Well, should we start with the Halloween stuff so that you can at some point unzip your face? Cameron, for the audio listeners, has got one of those like hoodies on that is full zip up the face. He's got the skeleton situation going on and the full facial zip.
Dude,
it looks fantastic.
Thanks, dude. Yeah, no, it's like one of those, I ordered it, I thought it was going to be hella cool, and then all of a sudden I see all the people on Instagram, and there's like 5,000 people with it, and I'm like, oh, dude, what the fuck? It actually is supposed to like glow in the dark, which is pretty rad, so, and it's actually kind of cool, because you can like just unzip it, and like, it's like a full jumpsuit. I'm in like a full-ass jumpsuit.
Are you wearing it trick-or-cheating? Cheating?
Yeah, I will. Trick-or-cheating, yes. Yeah, I'll be doing that tomorrow.
I'm pretty sure I want to just redo this makeup tomorrow when we trick-or-treat, because it's sick.
Dude, if you don't, I'm going to be fucking hyper disappointed in you. Because that's
why does this feel like it's not the podcast? Does it feel like that to you?
It doesn't, dude. It doesn't. We're just like sitting here, just like two dudes with costumes having a chat.
Well, but, you died last week. How are you feeling?
We're good, dude. We're good. The mucus is fucking hanging on for dear ass life. It's like one of those really thick mucusy colds. So it's been great, dude. It was perfect timing because I got it. And then as the world usually works, now all the kids have it. So it's super sick. Like Graham's been like hotter than the surface of the sun with a fever. Can't blow his nose. It's been ideal, dude. It's been ideal. But we are on the mend, bro. I appreciate you asking. How are you doing, dude?
It was also perfect timing because rarely do we ever have a timed episode that needs to come out at a certain time, but this one would have been great to have come out last Monday before Halloween, but now, alas, we decided to do it. We continue on. We fight for those. So if you're sad that Halloween's over, fear not.
Mia!
Mia and Pickles are back there getting frisky.
Dude, you love to see it. Nah, dude, I think, and what we'll do, like, for our audio listeners who are listening to this after Halloween, I'm thinking we'll chop up some reels tonight and drop some little sneak peeks tomorrow.
We have to. You know, that's what I was Halloween. Thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, it's what we'll do. It's what we'll do. But I do want to say, hey, good job on your solo episode, pal. You had a lot of cool stuff in there, dude. When you started busting out the lyrics for Hold On Loosely, I was cracking up, dude. And then dude, the end was great, man, where you were like you were going back and forth trying to fucking remember shit. And then you're just like, okay, yeah, Stratera, the deal's off, dude. I was cracking up, dude.
It's gonna take a whole heaping mountain of Stratera to calm this brain down and make me remember stuff.
Dude, but it was good, dude. It was good. I loved how you kind of like reframed it. One of my favorite things was that, hey, these are Cadillac problems. And I think you did a fantastic job of highlighting how we can get caught in the day to day and really just kind of forget like where the fuck we came from, dude. You know what I mean? Like, hey man, like shit was not elite, like, you know, not too long ago. And now I'm over here bitching because I have all these wonderful opportunities and all this shit. And if you don't do what you mentioned, like reframe me, like, bro, like all of a sudden we can keep that same addict alcoholic mindset and just turn good things into negative things. And so I'm glad that you're doing that, dude. And I also, before I let you talk, I wanted to say I'm proud of you for, you know, going out and doing what you need to do for you, bro. You know what I mean? Like going and doing therapy, going and getting on some medication and shit like that. I'm an advocate for that. You know this. I've said it on this show a million times. And you really did highlight another really great point that is, you know, the rooms might not be at all. You know what I mean? And I love that you said that, dude. Because some people be like, well, fuck, I've gone to like 12 meetings and I still feel all fucked up. Well, yeah, dude, there's some things that meetings can't fix. So
there's
I'm
more
glad
to
you
it.
Said that, dude. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, man, absolutely. And, you know, I was thinking back on that episode too, and another way, another like reminder was I was like, some people listening are probably like, listen to this fucking guy complaining about this shit. What an asshole, you know, like some people would love to have these problems. You know, I even felt kind of like an asshole even saying it, but you know, we all have our shit going on. Everyone's fighting a battle, you know, nothing about, you know, and everyone has a lot of shit on their plate. And I realized while you were talking why it doesn't feel like the podcast. One, I want to stare at myself because my makeup's fucking crazy. And two, your entire fucking face is covered, so I cannot see your face. So, like, this is – it's so – and I have my Beats in because I didn't want to get, like, green on my fucking – on my over-the-head phone. So everything about it's very different, and it's, like, very disconcerting right now.
Well, dude, here, I'll make it normal for you for 1 second. Here you go, dude. Here you go. There I am, dude.
That
there
was like Ace Ventura coming out of the elephant.
I'm literally popping out of the elephant, dude. I'm actually sweating ass. But dude, it does feel that way.
The audio listeners or all listeners are happy because now we can hear you. Your sweet, sweet voice.
You couldn't hear me? Was I all muffled?
We could hear you. It was a little muffly. Yeah.
Oh fuck. Okay. Well, I'll keep it like this for right now.
Well, thanks, man. And I found that poem, too, and I was like, this is basically just the Hold On Loosely song. Like, that's all this is.
Yeah, dude.
No, don't just cover your mouth. Like, let's...
There we go. I'm back, dude. I'm back.
No.
I'm back, dude.
You can stay out.
Okay, I'll stay out, dude.
Give it a rest. We're going to have to zip back up for the candy draft. Is anyone still listening? Know. All right.
Someone is. All right.
Thanks, Scat.
Thank you, Scat Chat. You are the best. Dude, let me kick it off with this. Okay.
Okay.
Let me just say this. Okay. Actually, I'm going to zip up for this one, dude.
Oh, zip up. Okay.
All right. This is how fucking serious I am, dude.
All right. He's not playing.
Shout out to single parents. Okay. This may seem random as fuck, but let me tell you why it's not. So the other day, Ash had to fly out to Long Beach for a day work meeting, right? And that required her to get up at like fucking like 2:55, 3 a.m. And of course that wakes up all my kids, and I'm stuck with the kids, both kids trying to get Addison to school. Kids are sick, getting Graham back and forth, running around, trying to do every single thing while trying to work. And I had this moment of clarity where I was like, how in the fuck do people who are just by themselves do this? And I didn't realize like how reliant I am on my wife, right? For not only just like her help with dealing this with this shit, but like how hard it is to do it by yourself. And like, man, I started going, you want to talk about mental health shit, dude? I started going off on like this crazy panic attack. I was like, oh my God, dude, like what if the plane crashes and this is my life? And then I don't have Ashley and I got to deal with this, dude. And then I was like, how am I going to handle this, bro? And then I started like sitting there, like freaking out. I was like, dude, there's no way I'm going to be able to do it. I'll be singing this song. Like, what's that song from like the 2000s? Like, what would you do if your son was at home sucking on a bone on the bedroom floor because he's hungry? And the only way to feed him is to suck on a bone for a little bit of money and his daddy's gone. So we're smoking bones now, in and out of homes now. I don't got a phone now. And you know,
There is not one mention of sucking bones in that song.
Dude. Those
sucking
are not
on bone. Sucking on a bone because he's sucking on a bone. And the only way to suck it is to suck on a bone.
For a little bit of money and that is gone. Those
are not the lyrics, but I have improved it. But dude, I was spiraling out of control. So I just wanted to say, if you are a single parent and you listen to this podcast, hats off to you. You guys Salute. Are the fucking MVPs, bro. Do you agree with me on that? Have you like tried tackling like multiple children at once and like just been like, absolutely. What the fuck? How do you even do this?
Yeah. And while we're on the subject, for people who like think that stay-at-home moms or stay-at-home dads 2024 have it easy, stay at home with the fucking kids for one day. You will be begging for your job. You will want to work in a sweatshop in China immediately. I remember I stayed home with Lyndon not too long ago because she didn't have school and everybody had to work, whatever it was. And by the time Kristen got home from work, I was like, I have to run away far and fast. Because, you know, it's like it's 10, 12 straight hours of what if a worm falls out of a tree? Does it break any bones? Do worms have bones? And everything else. Can I have a snack? Can I have everything? You know, my iPad's not working and you know, just constant nonstop. And dude, it's a lot. I'd rather be at work.
Dude, I'm so glad you said that because, man, like, if you sit there and think like, oh, yeah, stay at home moms, like, yeah, they just get to stay at home and take care of kids all day. How easy is that, bro? Fuck, you can miss
Especially
me with
more
that.
Than one.
Oh, dude, you can miss me with that on 7 days a week. And don't get it twisted. I love my children, right? Like, I love the fuck out of my children. I'm a very involved dad. But, dude, 24/7 involvement is not for me, dude. Like, that's just too much, bro. Too much. So I had to let it, you know.
My friend Dylan and his wife, they have 4 children under 5, the twins, and then Elijah's the oldest, and then they had a girl. There's 4 of them under 5, and she stays at home with them, no school, maybe now school, but I couldn't imagine. I could not imagine. Dude. I'd rather be smashing my finger with a hammer all day.
dude, the thought of that is like giving me anxiety, bro. Like I had to call my mom and like calm me down. I was like, I don't know how anybody does this. How does anybody do this?
like, cause Graham's crying and sick and all this shit. Like, dude, it was fucking crazy, bro. Like, just nuts. So shout out to everybody, man. I think it's great.
Well, I know a mother who acted like taking one child to the store was impossible, and she was the first person that ever did it. But we're not going to talk about that. And I'm not talking about my mom. Yeah. And even, you know, shout out to the parents, the moms, especially probably more often than not, that have a partner who doesn't fucking help at all, because mm-hmm. it's basically the same thing. And that's tough.
Yeah. I mean, dude, there's a lot of not present partners. It goes both ways, right? Like, you could be mm-hmm. dads running the whole thing. I've seen that. I've seen that.
Who run the world, girls? Who run the world, girls?
It's true.
All right. Well, I've got one. Speaking of families, we've got a nice little transition here. If you have young children, spend the $24.99. I know you won't, Cameron, you cheap ass fuck. Spend the $24.99. You're like, I don't know what it is. I'm already out for the price tag.
I have to spend money.
And watch the movie The Wild Robot. It was so fucking good. We watched it with Lyndon a couple weeks back. It was so good. And Lyndon bawled, cried her eyes out like a baby. She'd never cried at a movie before. And she bawled her eyes out. And I took this absolute fucking gem of a quote from the movie. And it goes like,
and it goes like, just like this.
What happened is not your fault, but what you did to try and fix it is everything.
Ooh. Dude, Wild Robot. I've never even heard of this flick, dude. What is this?
And if that ain't fucking, if that ain't recovery, then I don't know what is.
Straight up, dude. Straight up. Is this in theaters? What is this?
Well, it's in theaters. It's so expensive because it is in theaters. We bought it on Disney or Amazon or something. It was like $25. I think we bought it, like Keep It bought it. It's new. That's why it's expensive. But it's this robot that gets dropped off on an island. Or no, it like a shipwreck happens and it ends up on an island. And its job is to help humans, but there are no humans. So it's animals, but all the animals don't like it and are mean to it and blah, blah, blah. And then it ends up helping them. I won't go too, you know, no spoilers here. But it's beautiful. It's a beautiful story, actually.
Okay. Wild Robot. One. I might have to check that out. I'm going to have to wait until that price comes down, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Give it a month or two. You hit it for the $12.99.
Yeah. We'll have to do that. Another thing that I wanted to bring up on this random Halloween episode is actually, I have a question for you. What's your take on people drinking non-alcoholic beverages, mocktails, non-alcoholic beers?
People are pretty, it's a pretty dividing. Let's put it like this. I dabbled.
I'm asking. Okay.
I dabbled and, you know, I also relapsed. So I'm not saying 2 + 2 = 4, but you know, maybe, I do think there's like, I think some people maybe get away with it, like some things, but I think it's just too easy. And are you ready for it? I'm a little sneaker. I'm a sneaky little snake. So what do I do with the, I use the non-alcoholic beers to hide that I was actually drinking so that my breath would smell like alcohol, but not be, you get it.
So what, you were pouring out the NAs and fucking putting beers in them?
No, I was drinking the NAs, but I was like skeeting to the garage to chug a real beer or something.
Okay. I like that. The reason I bring it up, dude, is because like now that I'm active on
you like that,
dude, that's nice.
Who do you think you are? I am.
I am, dude. I've been on our social media, right, and we follow a lot of like sober people on there, right, and this is no dig at anyone, but I see a lot of these, you know, mocktails and fucking, you know, it's okay, come over here and have this thing. It tastes exactly like a real drink does. And I think, like, you know, for me, the part that bothers me the most about that is I think it's at a deeper, more psychological level. Like, if you are trying to drink something that tastes like alcohol, that looks like alcohol, that is pretending to be alcohol, I think you still haven't given up your relationship with alcohol, right? Like that means that you're still holding on for some god awful reason, right? Like, oh, hey, I can't fully accept who I am. I have to have this non-alcoholic O'Doul's so people don't look at me weird, right? And and dude, I feel like it's a slippery fucking slope, and I really don't like seeing people fucking glorify it. Also, another part of it, like, if you're to order like an NA drink at, like, say, a bar, because it's a trendy thing now. I saw something with Tom Holland where he ordered a non-alcoholic gin and tonic, and the dude fucked up and sent him a real fucking gin and tonic, and then he fucking he fucking relapsed. He told the story where he took a sip and he's like, "Damn, this is really good." He's like, "What kind of fucking fake gin is this?" And the bartender's like, "Yeah, that's not fake gin, Hoss." And like, dude, like, if that happened to me, bro, like, I don't know how I would even fucking cope with it, right? Well, first off, we know I'd be on a fucking run because, like, dude, I'm like the sharks from fucking Nemo.
Yeah. As soon as you'd be like, well, at this point, I've already drank.
Yeah, here it is. Here we are. So I just think as discretion, Creeran's advice here, if you're an alcoholic, try to stay away from those. And I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I am at the same time. Try to stay away from it. And then also ask yourself, why the fuck am I doing this, right? It's not like it's like if you drink a non-alcoholic beer, bro, that's like fucking like 3,000 calories.
First of all, gin is absolutely fucking disgusting. So dude, no one wants to just drink that and not get drunk. Really?
Dude, I love the GT, dude.
Nail polished rubber, dude. It is so disgusting.
It's like, it's kind of crisp.
Try again to get those initials, Cam. A JTD. You love a JTD? Yeah,
who knows? Dude, I'm sucking on bones, dude. I'm over here fucking sweating. I'm fired up about the fucking mocktails and shit.
GNT, but perhaps?
GNT, there we are. You know what the fuck I'm saying. I'm trying to bounce back from this sickness, Hoss. But, dude, it's just something I cringe at when I see. And I don't... am I being an asshole about this? Tell me.
No, I think you have a valid... You have a valid point here for sure. I know a lot of people in the program have the same stance as you. I will say one thing for like the mocktails. I will say that some people, like in the younger generation or because it's trendy, are just not drinking because it's unhealthy and they don't want to drink and they don't want the adverse effects. So for those people, I would say that it's absolutely fine. But if you are a true like alcoholic, then probably it's just, you know, it's the old, you sit in the barbershop long enough, you're going to get a haircut. And if you're a sneaky ass snake like me, you go, well, if my breath smells like beer, then my wife won't know if I drink real beer. Exactly. Literally, that's exactly what happened. And what's the other thing? Yeah, and also just like drink Gatorade or energy drinks or water. It's good for you. I will say, like, I do understand because one time we went to Kristen's friends and they were all, you know, drinking and stuff, obviously. And I did bring some non-alcoholic beers and I felt more comfortable when I had one in my hand. And I think part of that is like, you know, anxiety and like whatever else, even just having a drink in your hand. So I do understand the sentiment, but again, you're talking to someone who's relapsed multiple times. So if, you know, this is maybe it didn't work out for me. I can say that. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, dude. And it just reminds me of what my sponsor said. He like I kind of, you know, regurgitated what he told me in the beginning of my little rant there. You know, it's just like, hey, if you're still feeling that way, then we got to surrender some more, right? I mean, and I'm not, I've had an O'Doul's before, right? Like I've seen, like, you know, the non-alcoholic Heinekens and things like that. And, you know, my brother will be like, oh, dude, it tastes like a Heineken, man. It tastes just like it. Be like, oh, that's great, dude. That's the last thing I need to be tasting. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need to be fucking tasting a fucking Heineken. Or he'll come over and he'll be like, dude, have you tried the non-alcoholic Guinnesses? And be like, no, dude, I don't buy non-alcoholic fucking beverages, bro. Like, it's just not my thing. And so if you do that, long story short, be careful. Look at yourself in the mirror. Ask myself, why the fuck am I doing this? And join the Cameron Davis fucking and millions of other sober people fucking train. Just be addicted to sparkling waters. It handles it very well. That's me. There's a sparkling water in this water bottle right now. Here it is. Sparkling water. There's a bubbly in this as we speak, brother.
Point taken, and I agree. And I think especially if you're in early recovery, stay away. 100%. Yeah. Don't dip your toes in the water. It might feel good and you might go for a dive. But I do want to retrace for a minute, because I think that we got too stuck on talking about that movie and not talking about the quote. The quote was the important part, because it's recovery in a nutshell. What happened is not your fault, but what you did to try and fix it is everything. That is recovery. Well, and I have to put a little caveat. It probably was your fault or partially your fault, but the important part, the second part, and it may not have been, you know, we can say, hey, trauma, you know what, because you experienced some trauma, you had a bad rollout, whatever. But the important part is the second part, which is what you did to try and fix it is everything. We talk a living amends. We talk about moving forward. We talk about forgetting that shit in the past, because you can't change it. But what you're trying to do to fix it is everything. And that was the point of me jotting that down.
Well, dude, I'm glad that we're circling back, because it's
we ran right past that.
We did run right past, dude. I had been staring at that. I think I put that NA drink thing in the notes for like a week now, and then every other day I'm seeing mocktail posts, and I couldn't not talk about it. But here we are. I think that's absolutely true, dude. Yeah, it's majority of the time it's our fault, right? Like majority of the time, like, I like to claim that, you know, like, my alcoholism is it was my choice, right? Like, yeah, there's some genetic factors, but dude, I consciously chose towards, like, you know, the beginning where it really started getting bad, to continuously lean on my booze, right? Like, that was how I dealt with everything. But what I love about the quote is what you did to try to fix it, right? Is what are we doing to try to stop that, right? Like, hey, it happened. It is what it is, dude. But the steps that you're taking forward each day are the ones that really fucking matter, right? Like, I could give two fucks about what the fuck happened 7 years ago. Like, I really don't. Like, it's done and over with. And what I did and what I continue to do today is what really matters, right? Like, hey, me being selfish and sitting here saying, hey, I had to hang out with my kids for 24 hours without my fucking wife, like, that's a bad thing, right? But dude, like, I got to fix my life. I got to be here for that. And that was few and far in between on the trajectory that I was going on. So, great quote, dude. Great quote. Now I kind of want to watch that fucking movie, you dickhead. You're going to make me spend $25 fucking dollars. I'm pissed.
It's really good. Yeah, Addy will love it.
Okay.
That's weird. My face ID's not working. I wonder why. let's see. Oh, another one that I have on here, and I can't remember where I got it from. You know where I think I got it from? What's his name? They love him. He has his own podcast. He's a really, really smart guy.
They love him. Who's they? Everybody?
Armchair Expert. They always quote him all the time. Dax Shepard.
Dax Shepard.
Yeah. Malcolm Gladwell. There he is.
Okay.
And one of the things, dude, he's awesome. Check his podcast out. I don't particularly like his podcast, but maybe it's just the format, but it's very interesting and whatever. Okay. But one of the things he said was, we should not allow perfect to be the enemy of good. So just because you can't do it perfectly doesn't mean you shouldn't do it at all. And we talked about this, like, on the hobby episode. This applies, you know, obviously we want to do our best and everything, but like drawing, I love to draw, but I'm not very good at it. Fuck you are. You can, it's subjective. If you like doing it, then do it. Let's not, it doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be anything specific. It like, let's not allow perfect to be the enemy of good. If it's good, if you enjoy it, if you enjoy doing it, if you like the process, then fucking do it. It doesn't have to be perfect. And if you practice enough, well, first of all, nothing's ever perfect. But second of all, if you practice enough, it then eventually will become really good. I love that quote. There's like a sound for reels, and it's like, nobody just woke up and knew how to do drywall one day. They practiced and they sucked at first, and then they did it some more, and then they were just really good at it. But like, you got to do it to get good at it. And I really like that quote.
Dude, I think that's fantastic. And actually, I think it's a testament. If you are new to this podcast and you're listening to this episode, go back and listen to our first episode and then take a listen to this one. We didn't start out
Maybe listen to another one where we're more organized and sound like we're actually running a professional podcast.
That's true. That's true. This one is kind of fucking scatterbrained. So thoughts and prayers and apologies if this is your first encounter with us. but dude, it's super true, right? Like, I can even get myself discouraged. Like, when I play guitar, right? Like, I've been playing guitar for a long time. And like, I'll get on, you know, social media, and now I can twist this off to the comparison game, right? And you see people shredding balls, and I'm just like, dude, I just suck at guitar. That's what this is. I'm just terrible. And like, I did that recently where I was on like a fucking hiatus for like, I didn't pick up my guitar in like 3 months, right? And that's out of the ordinary for me. And then I recently just picked it back up, and I feel fucking great. And yeah, dude, follow your passions. Way to bring up the hobbies episode, right? Like, like, dude, there's no such thing as perfect. There's no such thing. Like, so like, if you want to crochet a fucking chicken on a fucking, you know, whatever, a piece of cloth, and it looks like a duck when it's done, then congratulations, you made a duck, dude. Like, be stoked on your small wins, and just know that whatever you do is good enough if you have the right intentions, right? Like what are you doing it for too? I think is a really important piece in that. Like, why am I doing this? Well, I'm doing this to take care of myself. I'm doing this to unwind. I'm doing this because I thoroughly enjoy it. Well, if that's the case, then fucking keep on doing it, dude. And who knows, dude, you may be great at it. And you just are just your number one critic and think that you fucking suck. Like, I'm not terrible at guitar, right? I'm not bad.
Here's the thing. I would love to be as good as you are at guitar.
See, that's what I'm saying.
There's always like, I fucking suck. And I'm like, I would fucking, well, I don't want to say, I'm going to say something weird to, I would blank, 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 a blank, a big black blank to be as good as a guitar as Cameron is, you know? And that's how, what people were saying last week when I was saying, oh, it's so hard to be a landlord. Well, I would blank a blankety blank, blank, blank to own a rental property, you know?
Or own a house in general, right? Or even just own a house, right? Yeah, like it's simple as that. Yeah, dude, that's a great quote, man. And I think it's just our overall hypercritical attitudes towards ourselves, right? I don't know where that comes from, if it's innate, but we can always just sit here and be like, fuck, this just isn't good enough. And the moment you can start to kind of like trying to twist it and be like, you know what, this is good enough. And sometimes for me, it has to come from an outside source. Like, you telling me that I'm good at guitar just gave me a small little erection.
Look at me go.
Yeah, I was like, look at this. The sexy Joker guy says I'm decent at guitar. Like, see, like that makes me happy, dude. You know what I mean? And so, I mean, it's small things like that, dude. I really love that.
All the small things.
Mama, how do I not know the fucking words to that?
Truth brings, something like that. I'll
take one wish. I'm still thrown off by my
phone. Roses by the stairs. Surprises let me know she cares.
Dude, I'm still over here fucking tripping out on fucking sucking on bones, dude. So I have a question for you, dude. Because I was sitting here marinating on this. When you were in active addiction, right, like you're running around and you're fucking having a wonderful time, who was a person? Was there a person in your life who was sober that you looked up to? Did you know anybody? Did you know anybody in like recovery, or when you would see somebody who like put it down, and then you were like, dude, like, did you, were you on the other end of the opposites, like the attraction, you know?
Well, I mean, that's how I found, when I got sober, that's how I found my sponsor. I was like, that guy's cool. That guy's got what I want.
Okay.
But when I was using, I think I looked up to fucking anyone who could just keep their shit together and be a normal fucking person. I looked up to everyone who didn't suck on a vodka bottle 24 hours a day. How about that? It's like, wow, that is impressive. How do you do that?
Dude. Oh, fuck, dude. That's the best answer, dude. I can't even come back from that, dude. Yeah, anybody who's not at the liquor store when they fucking unlock the door, how do you do this? Tell me. No, dude, I think it's just an interesting question, man, because, you know, I saw people like, what was it? Like my cousin Matt, right? And then I would frequent the San Juan Club, and my sponsor owns the San Juan Club, and I knew that he was sober. And I was so intrigued by how he could own a fucking bar and not drink alcohol, right? And he would, yeah. And I would talk with him about it. And I just, I remember just wanting it. I wanted it so bad, but I couldn't achieve it, dude. And I just wanted to be a part of their world, right? Like the Little Mermaid song, dude. Like, up where they run.
That's what I was saying when I was looking at that.
Dude, literally. Like,
up where they stay sober all day and drink water.
Just you and me. Wish I could be part of that.
Such a bag of shit.
Dude, straight up, man, straight up. But I was just curious if you had somebody like that, dude, because I was sitting there, you know, wondering. I was sitting there thinking about all the people that, you know, had an effect on me wanting to get sober before I actually did. And I want to just shout out everybody. You were a part of that too, to be honest with you. Oh. I was like, oh, Henry's, because we got sober like around the same time, dude. I was like, if Henry's doing it, I can fucking do it. And it kept me sober, no shit.
I'm trying to think who my person was. I'm sure I had a person. I'm just hella burned and fucking don't remember shit.
There had to be somebody, dude. There had to
be somebody. Early days of trying to get it in California.
Yeah.
There had to be somebody. I don't know, but I do remember when I always remember when I showed up to detox at Elevate, and all the people like who ran the detox cabin, hey buddy, how's it going? And at first it's like, Jesus Christ, get out of my face with this shit. And then after a few days you're like, wow, this is not an act. This person is happy. How do I obtain this happiness you speak of? Yeah, look at this guy smiling. He doesn't got a care in the world. That looks interesting. Looks neat. I think I'd like to have some of that happiness you got there.
Dude, I just thought it was the wildest thing, like in the beginning where like, dude, how do you possibly just like go about your day and not stay drunk? Like you said, like it's just like reiterating what you said. Like, how do you not like, you know, stay drunk or, you know, tattooed to a fucking vodka bottle? Like, how are you doing this? And like, it made me so curious, and I'm thankful for it, right? Because I think like, if I didn't see people successfully doing it, I don't know if I'd be where I was, right? Like, it's just kind of like it's a wild thing. That's that attraction rather than promotion deal.
Mm-hmm.
Live in the flesh, dude. Like, no one even said anything to me. They were just living their lives.
Yeah, totally. Right.
He's deep in the phone. What's he looking for?
Dude, I got to be honest. I got to be honest with you, and I got to be honest with our listeners. And this is something that I thought about when you were talking about, what were you talking about? Oh, okay. We're ADD like a motherfucker, even though I took my Strattera today. But you mentioned we were debating whether it's not your fault. And we said, you know, it is your fault, probably, so on and so forth. But I don't think it's fair to completely say that our addiction, or for everyone to make a blanket statement and say about our addiction that it's our fault. Okay. Because for one, you could have experienced a very traumatic experience, i.e., your parents dying, being molested, da 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 da. That's certainly not your fault. And the fact that it drove you to substances, that's not necessarily your fault. But on another note, I believe, I know actually for a fact that I was born an addict. And let me give you an example. Cameron was just speaking. I'm doing my podcast. Cameron probably noticed me looking down at my phone. Sick. I'm sick as fuck. I'm fucking sick. I remembered that I did not place my bets on the World Series and the fucking game is starting soon. I was over here placing bets on my fucking phone because I'm a sick ass individual. I'm a sick fucking addict. And this was something. This was something that I wanted to bring up. It doesn't matter. I'm a sneaky snake. No matter what it is, I will do it. I will do it to excess. I will do it in a way that's fucking creepy and wrong. I will forget to scan things in the self-checkout. I will place bets in the middle of my fucking podcast. I will do all the sneaky snake things because this is who I am as a person. And when I was fucking 9 years old and my mom was down the hall, I would leave the porn on the TV on mute with my finger on the return button until she walked around the corner and I would flip it real quick. I have addiction in my blood, and you can't fucking tell me any different.
Yep. You know what, dude? I had a feeling you were laying some wood over there, dude. I was like, he looks a little too locked in, dude. You should see my man at work over here. I'm surprised that makeup didn't sweat off your fucking face, bro, over there. But he's like, you know, I get it though, dude. I get it, right? Nothing's ever enough. And you know what? Betting's just like that, dude. Betting's just like that, where it's like, hey, I gotta have more. And I think what you said, dude, is really important, right? Like, some of us just have it. We just have it. Like, not only can I, like for me, I guess caffeine's my thing, right? Like, I drink like a fucking, like an 8-pack, 9-pack of fucking caffeine bubbly waters a day, right? And I didn't drink that much caffeine before I got sober. But like, dude, I have to have it now, right? Like, it's not just one. Enough energy level is not enough for me now, right? You know what I mean? And now it's like
I don't even think it's completely the energy. You know what? I broke this down because I'm an addict and I also have the caffeine thing. And I thought about it. Here's what I decided for myself. I want to imbibe something that creates an effect. That's what we did with alcohol, right? So this, a Gatorade doesn't make, you know, it doesn't produce an effect. Well, an energy drink produces an effect. So I drink one or two cups of coffee before I leave the house. I drink a C4 before lunch. I drink a C4 after lunch. And if I go to the gym, I also drink pre-workout. That's like 600. That's like 600 plus fucking milligrams of caffeine. That's an average day. It's like 800. I don't know. C4 is two each, 40 grams in the coffee. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot. It's enough to kill a horse. I decided I'm trying to do this thing that I do where I drink something to create an effect.
Yeah, dude. And you know what's so funny, right, is I always have to have this fucking water bottle with me.
Yep.
I always have to have this water bottle with me. When I was working at Progress House and I was doing intakes. Yeah, dude, when I was doing intakes, one of the lead counselors, right? She ran the women's house. I always carried it around. She's like, "What's with you in that fucking water bottle?" She's like, "You got booze in there or something?" I was like, "No, I just always got to have it." She's like, "You sure about that?" And I was like, "Yeah, there's no fucking alcohol in there." I was like, "It's my sparkling waters. I got to have it." She's like, Well, you can set it down, Cameron. It's okay. Be like, no, I don't think you understand. I can't set it down. And I think it's because, dude, like you said, you're hitting something really deep. Like, I always had like a drink, right? I always had a drink with me, like whether it was vodka and a Gatorade or a fucking, you know, two little New Amsterdam shots tucked under my nutsack. Like, it was always with me somewhere. Like, and that's not even an exaggeration. That's a real story. But like, dude, like, I think you're onto something. Yeah, it brings a little bit of a hit, right? I need something to make me feel alive, something to change my consciousness.
Same thing with nicotine. Yep.
Yeah, well, that's a fucking story. My wife could kill me, dude. I got to quit fucking chewing. Somebody get on my ass, please. Somebody don't talk to me
quit
about cancer.
Chewing, your jaw's going to fall off, dude.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate it. Awesome. That's good, dude.
You want to know how I got these scars?
Oh, fuck, dude.
You know.
That was perfect.
Shit. What else were we talking about? Oh. You know, the other thing, I too have a security blanket, water cup. And I realized too that I was always hungover and thirsty as a motherfucker working outside in the sun. So if I didn't have ice cold water at hand at all times, I would die. I would literally die. So I had like my little security blanket of always having ice cold water. So I always have a water bottle with ice and ice cold water. But also, I also think it's like a neurodivergent ADHD thing, because I didn't realize this, but I'm in like a Facebook group of ADHD people or whatever. And somebody took a picture of their table and they had like 17 drinks. So I do this as well at work. I have a water, my cold water, my Gatorade, and my energy drink. And you might see me swig all three in a fucking row, because I drink the C4 for the effect. I drink the Gatorade because it tastes good and it rehydrates me. And then I have to drink the water to clear the sugary Gatorade taste out of my mouth, because I don't like the sticky, sugary spit in my mouth. I'm telling you, that's why it takes an army of things to make this person halfway normal.
We're really hitting on something here, man. It's funny how we have these quirks, right? Like, and like they're a part of our routine, right? And like, so if you didn't have one of those things, you'd probably feel a little disheveled, right? Like if you didn't have the water to wash that down, you'd be like, my mouth is hella sticky.
When people walk out of their fucking house butt ass naked with nothing, no fucking water bottle, no snacks, no sweatshirt in case it gets cold or the opposite, whatever. Like, I'm like, what the fuck? What are you doing? How do you come out of or they come out in shorts and a t-shirt and it's 34 fucking degrees and they go, oh, I didn't know it was cold. Motherfucker, you have the world at your fingertips. The first thing I do every morning is check the goddamn phone, because I work outside. Like, it's right there, dude. Like, how do you just come unprepared? I don't understand.
No.
32 degrees, you're in shorts and a t-shirt.
No, and then you're gonna have the audacity to complain after that too. Be like, damn,
you gotta borrow my hoodie, motherfucker.
No, dude, no. That sounds like a targeted fucking little resentment there, Hoss.
It was a very specific person.
Good. I like that. All right, well, what should we get on to next, bro? Now that we sat here and talked,
one other thing. Oh, I've been dying to just get this list out of here, because I think about it all the time because it's fucking insane. Do you know what I need to sleep?
What? I need to know.
Let's start. Okay. Grab a cup of coffee. Okay. Sit down. Cross your legs. I need four pillows. Two under the head. One to hug. One between the legs. Four pillows. I need freshly. I can only have. What do I use? The stuff you put on tattoos. You can put it on your lips. I need freshly Aquaphor'd lips. I need my dog preferably touching me. I usually put one hand on my dog and the other hand across on my wife's chest, so I have to be touching both. There has to be a fucking fan. I need ice cold water right next to my bed. It's a lot of things, dude.
Yeah.
I need all that. Oh, a sleep mask, preferably a sleep mask. It's it like gets me in like the zone, like I'm a fucking falcon, to like calm myself down, because I'm obviously a fucking predatorial alpha bird of prey.
Dude,
if I don't have these things, dude, I can't.
Dude, the falcon mask. Are you like a fucking horse with blinders laying in bed, dude, with your fucking 16 pillows?
You've never tried a sleep mask, like, you're missing out. It's fantastic for planes too. Like if people want to keep the lights on or fucking their windows open, it's fantastic.
Okay. Yeah. No, dude, I can relate.
Mask advocate.
Okay. I can relate
to
having
a sleep.
dude, you know what I need? Here's some wild shit. It's not as wild.
Place to lay my head.
Not as wild as yours, dude. Like the four pillows is fucking diabolical. So I sleep with two pillows. I don't mask up. I used to have two little dogs that I used to cuddle with. I miss them tremendously. That sucks. I do roll over. I have to have my hand on either Ashley's ass or one of her boobs to sleep. So I gotta do that. But before I even get to that point, I have, you know, mentholatum, kind of like a Vicks rub.
Okay.
I gotta put some of that shit underneath my nose. And on some nights, I will crunch on a Fisherman's Best like menthol cough drop for no reason.
I bet Ashley loves that.
Yeah, it's fantastic, dude. But I'll just sit there and crunch on it, dude. And dude, it clears out my sinuses, and I gotta have it. And then you know what's fucked up, dude, is I wake up in the morning and I got like that like petroleum like mentholatum like clear jizz under my nose. And if I'm not conscious of it, I'll go walk outside, dude. I'll go out into the world, and then I'll look in the mirror, and be like, oh, dude, I'm walking around, I'm all shiny underneath my fucking nose, like. But I have my weird ass routines, bro. Like. My mornings are real fucking structured, like straight out the bed, boom, grab my V8 energy drink. I open the fucking back door. I go outside no matter how cold it is. I crack that V8. I slam it. I throw in a chew. I go and I do my other things. But, dude, like, it's weird how we're just creatures of habit. You got a lot of shit going on. I've seen you lube up those lips, dude. Those things are shiny. Dude. You go heavy on the aquaphor.
Dude, if I'm out of town, like you put me in a hotel and they give me two dog shit ass soft like those feather fucking pillows, I'm down bad. If I don't have my lip ointment, I don't there's no fucking fan, dude. I am down bad. It's rough.
Dude, I have now become Ash too. Sound machine. I have to have the sound of crashing waves. Like, because of the kids.
I'm a classic Fox fan guy.
Oh, dude, I got to have the sound of crashing waves. And when I'm up at night and I'm sitting there stressing about hypotheticals that scare me, I'll just do a visualization like I'm at the beach in a happy place. And the cracking waves help me with that.
If I don't have a fan, I put on like sleep sounds. I'll do like a nice autumn breeze, perhaps with some rain, a little bit of thunder.
Maybe a bird chirping or some shit, dude.
Cool.
The little fucking peacock action and shit. Oh fuck.
All right. Do we want to get any more of these like little notes, or do we want to get to the candy draft and whatnot?
Let's get to the candy draft.
All right. I'm gonna need you to zip your hoodie back up for the candy draft, sir. And I don't know how we decide who gets to go first, because this is kind of a big deal.
Well, you know what, dude? I'm gonna actually, because you have the better costume, I'm going to I'm gonna relinquish it to you.
That's a good way to do it. And I don't think you would have taken. All right, so we're doing candy draft, top five, maybe four, maybe five. I don't think you would have picked my number one, okay. But I'm gonna take it anyway because I'm a truther. I'm going Butterfinger, one of one overall. I'm a Butterfinger guy.
Okay. You know what? I feel like I have to comment on this. Butterfinger is fantastic. It is great. But that shit gets stuck in your motherfucking teeth like nobody's business. Oh my God, dude. So yeah, no, that was definitely not my first one. With my first one, I'm going to go with the actual number one, and that is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Son of a bitch. All right.
I can't beat the
I have no notes. I have no notes because it's an absolute banger. Yes. Number two, with the 2-1, I've got to go Twix. Twix. Caramel is undefeated. It's tasty and delicious. You got the nougat bar. You got the delicious chocolate and caramel. I mean, anything with caramel, slap some caramel on a dog's ass.
Dude, slap it up, dude.
The rest of that sentence was, and I'm eating it. So apparently I'm eating dog's ass. But if there's caramel on it, I just might.
No wonder Moo Moo keeps fucking scooting over to Kristen's side. All right, dude.
Come over here, Moo Moo. Daddy's got the Twix out. All right. What am I? Number two. This is going to be very bland. I feel like I'm going to get some pushback on this, but it's only because of Dairy Queen that I have this take. I can Reese's Pieces. I can eat a whole fucking bag of Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces is a great one.
Yeah,
Reese's You won't hear me push back. Peanut butter is delicious, and Reese's peanut butter is even better. So my man went with the full Reese's or the full Reese's lineup so far.
Got to get him off the board, dude.
I have no qualms. Now the next one is, I would say it's a little interesting for me. I don't think it's not controversial at all. People will agree. I don't like these. I won't go to the store and buy one, but I like the minis that you get when you're trick or treating. So next up, I got to go Snickers.
I absolutely love
a mini Snickers.
You know what? That's a good choice. Got the nice little peanuts in there. I like it. That's not a bad choice. Number three, I'm going to go with Kit Kats. I like the wafer. I like the thin wafer. I can eat about 5,000 Kit Kats. I can really tear those up. I'm a fan of the left Kit Kat because I'm left-handed. I always go for that one. It seems to taste better.
Okay. All right. That was not on my list, but it's a good one. Only because I didn't remember, but it's a good one. I'm not going to push back. All right. We've done a lot of chocolate here. I'm going to switch it up. I got to go Skittles. Little fun-size bag of Skittles. Oh, you rip off three and just dump them all completely in your mouth. Skittles, number four.
Dude, can I pick a different variation of Skittles? Will he allow
it? I'll allow it.
He's going to allow it. What a generous guy, dude. All right, dude. Number four for me, sour Skittles, bro. Pour the fucking powder in my mouth and up my nose, dude. That's my little treat, dude. I'll literally go up to, I have a liquor store around the corner around here. I will literally grab a bag of fucking sour Skittles. I eat those in fucking T-minus 1 minute on the way to the house, dude.
I can feel it burning my mouth right now.
Oh yeah.
Dude, the problem with sour Skittles, you can't eat too many because they will burn your fucking tongue off. Like, there has to be some terrible shit they put in there to make it burn like that.
Guaranteed. So, Sour Skittles, thank you for your grace, my liege. I appreciate you letting me pick that up. I would have been very upset if I couldn't put Sour Skittles on there.
I'm going to let you have it, but listen, I'm going to go ultra controversial with my number five. People are not going to like it. They're going to be very divided. You're either with me or you're against me. Number five, Dots.
Oh my God.
Getting stuck in the teeth. Everyone hates them. I love ripping open a nice little miniature box of Dots and popping it in, all stuck in the teeth. I love it. It's a Halloween staple.
Oh, this is the fucking ass take of all ass takes, dude. I mean it can't get much worse than that. Dude, fucking Dots.
I knew it would just chap your ass.
This guy's definitely voting for Kamala Harris. This is fucking out of control. Dude.
Dots, baby.
Unbelievable, dude. Well, I now feel like I have to pick an ass candy just to fucking play with you. So you know what
you
I will do?
Whoppers, dude. I swear to fucking
God. Oh, God. Oh, no, dude. And we're going to go off on a little tangent on a couple bad ones here after I make my last pick. Last pick, I it's a different variation, so I guess, you know what? I like peanut M&Ms. I think they're great. I think they're fantastic.
You're not going to hear any complaints from me. I fucking love peanut M&Ms.
I was going to...
You get the big, like, 5-pound bag, and we will go absolutely ham on those things, dude.
Dude, I can't believe that you picked fucking Dots, dude. That's fucking terrorist activity, dude. Dude, you're the leader of Hamas.
This is a Halloween candy draft, so I have to make one point clear. I never, ever, ever go to the store and buy Dots. Ever.
Okay.
I just like the little mini single boxes when you're dumping out your kids or your candy. I'm like, scoop, give me that little box of Stick'ems. I want that in my mouth. That's it. Yeah. I never buy Dots. I'm talking about Halloween candy.
Okay. You know what? I'll eat Dots at if I absolutely have to, but I am not a fan. Now that brings me now to the next question. Least favorite.
Whoppers can absolutely eat my fucking ass. And it's Whoppers, mostly dude. Texture. It's mostly yeah. the, I can feel it's nails on a chalkboard. Oh, I can't fucking stand it. The crunch of it. And I'm not a malt person. Is that malt what's in there?
Yeah.
I don't like it. Yeah. But the texture, yeah. I fucking cannot. I can't.
Dude, I'm not a big fan of fucking Whoppers either. I'm going to go with a double up here, okay? And I know this may not be true. And here's my super hot take. After this first one, my hot take is coming. Good and Plenty's. Good and Plenty's.
No. No.
What is that? No. What the fuck? The fuck is that? If somebody chills.
That's so fucking disgusting, dude.
Dude, they're like harder than rocks. They're like little rabbit turds and they're the worst Taste candies in the world.
Disgusting, dude. Is it like black licorice? Because black licorice is trash.
Okay, so hey, here's something we can agree with. You ready? Actually, all licorice is trash. Licorice is ass. Licorice is ass. I will not eat licorice. Wrong. Licorice is
red
ass.
Licorice is delicious. Fizzlers,
red vines, zigzag vines, black vines, purple vines, 12 vines, fucking miss
me
with it.
We have to talk about this, though. Listen, we have to talk about this, okay? I love red licorice. You can absolutely fucking miss me with Twizzlers, though. Twizzlers are hot garbage. It's not fucking licorice. It's like fake processed fucking bullshit, dog shit, fake wannabe ass licorice. I do not fuck with Twizzlers.
Okay.
But I fuck with some red vines. But that's it. Nope. Not the black. Only the red. Uh-oh, nope. We're canceled. Congratulations.
Nope. I'd rather eat Whoppers.
Just chop up a 2-second reel of me going, not the black.
Yeah, exactly. Show's over. It's been real rude, dude. Thank you for everybody. Sorry, Scat. Sorry, Austin. But licorice is an absolute no-go for me, man. I don't know why, but I can't do it. I don't like it. I think it's ass. But Good and Plenty's are the absolute worst.
All right, the quintessential Halloween movie. I'm going to let you go first since I got the candy draft. Or should we do 3, 2, 1 and say it together?
No, let's.
Do we
let's,
think
let's,
it's
let's
the same
keep,
one?
Let's keep it. It's not going to be the same one. No way.
Okay. All right, go.
So this is something I added here before we get the fuck out of here. Scariest Halloween movie, a horror film that actually kind of fucked you up. And mine is Insidious. That movie fucked me up a little bit. That movie fucked me up a little bit. That one actually like got me like kind of like walking around the house like, oh dude, is there a little boy dancing in my kitchen or something like that? Like that one kind of fucked me up. How about you?
The one that fucked me up is what's the one where they were experiencing stuff and so they set up cameras. So it's all janky as fuck. But they set up cameras in their house and that little bitch like crawls up the walls and shit.
Fuck, dude.
Was everyone little, knows like, what we're talking about.
Was it the which one?
They set up their own cameras and the girl like crawl, you see her like meep crawling up the wall.
Is it that's not the Blair Witch Project? No.
No. Blair Witch did fuck me up when I was younger though.
Yeah, dude, is it that one with like Sarah Michelle Gellar and it's like in like
it's
she's
one
in, like,
word like Insidious. It's like I don't know. I don't know.
You want to know another one that fucked me up since we're on it real quick? I really didn't like Jeepers Creepers. Jeepers Creepers kind of fucked me up a little bit too.
Is that the fucking gnomes? No,
it's like the scarecrow that comes to life and like fucking like a crazy like bat creature and he like gets fucking Justin Long's eyes at the end. That one like that one's kind of creepy. He's like a crazy ass like creepy bat creature.
For an absolute banger, back to our youth, Scream. Scream was a banger.
Dude, that's
that
a solid
defined
one.
A generation
that really did, dude. Take me back. I wish I could go back and just watch Scream and be jacking off to, you know, Britney Spears pictures and shit. Like, dude, just take me back, dude. I take back my licorice take. Can I go back to Maxim magazine and my bathroom by myself? Mm-hmm. That'd be sick. That'd be super
back
dope.
When we were a real country. All right, the quintessential Halloween movie. I've got to go with Hocus Pocus.
dude. That's a staple and a half, dude. I've already watched it. It's great. I've actually been watching. You know what I've been watching? I've been rewatching all the Are You Afraid of the Darks because it's on Amazon. It's fucking
is that
awesome, dude.
Like a Nickelodeon? Was it Nickelodeon?
Yeah, it was a Nick. Yeah. I do that every Halloween where I'll rewatch those ones like Are You Afraid of the Dark or like all the Goosebumps episodes. It's fucking awesome, dude. I love that 90s nostalgia.
And I have one more. I got a deep cut for you, a deep cut. And I don't know if I would classify it as a Halloween movie, but you know what it is? Casper.
Dude, Casper, bro. That's so good. That's such a slap.
Why do I want to say Nev Campbell? No, it's not her. No. Who is it? And it was also that heartthrob. Was it Devin Sawa who was Casper? Who
was it Christina Ricci?
Christina Ricci. That's who it is. Yeah. And then was it Devin Sawa who was Casper, but you only see him for like the last 2 minutes when he becomes a human for 30 seconds and then changes back?
yeah, I think so. I think that's who it was. Yeah, dude, that's a great movie. I'll also go, dude. We'll go super generic. Nightmare Before Christmas is a great fucking movie. I love Tim Burton fucking films, dude. Like,
it had
to
be said.
It had to be said. If we didn't say it on this episode, then I mean, I cancel us. So yeah, dude. Nightmare Before Christmas.
My glasses all right.
Fucked up. There we go.
Well, my guy, I think we don't need to belabor the point any further.
No.
Is that...
I have one more thing for you. I have one more thing for you.
He's got one more thing.
And then let's get out of here because I can hear Graham crying. You ready? Who wins the presidential election? Because by the time we do this next episode, that will be decided.
Really?
Yeah,
I don't want to get into this because I don't want to share my feelings on it.
Then we don't have to. We don't have to. I was thinking about it because I didn't want to share either.
I'm just talking about this whole situation. We're going to make people mad.
Okay, let's not do it then. Let's not do it.
I'm not a politics person. I don't. I've either. Never even seen Waltz or her. I don't know who that is. I don't know who that is.
I know he's just a.
I don't know where he came from.
No idea.
I don't know who that is. I guess since I'm a felon, I'm not allowed to vote. I wouldn't probably do it if I could anyway, because to me, that's like a chore. One more chore that I need to put on my list. And also, I don't want to pick between a steaming pile of dog shit and a fuzzy pile of dog shit that has mold on it. So like, I'm cool off that. This is not a great take. You know, people are going to be like, your vote counts. You should vote. But I won't. So sorry. And I don't think I'm allowed to.
Yeah, I don't think you are. I don't think you are.
Yeah.
No.
You know.
Okay.
And don't get me started on who is allowed to fucking vote besides me. All right.
Yeah.
Because I'm not.
No. Hey, we're not. We're not going there.
That's right. Women can vote now. Just kidding. We're canceled. Just kidding. We're canceled.
He really is the Joker, dude. Bring it.
Like the black
mayhem.
Ones, women can vote. We're canceled.
Oh, it's
I
over
know
with.
How I got these scars from my wife when she hears this podcast.
When she hears precisely the end of it at 1:07:10. All right, dude. Well, let's get the fuck out of here. This was fun, dude. You look fantastic. Please wear that tomorrow because I don't know if you can top it. Follow us on everything. In particular, follow us on Instagram. We're posting reels daily, for the most part,
nonstop.
And you know, we're posting motivational little stories that can lighten your anus. We will post a quick little, you know, sneak peek of this. So by the time you're listening, you've probably seen a few clips of it, and you'll be like, "Damn, Henry looked fucking awesome. Cameron just looked like a fucking Jedi the whole time." I couldn't put that mask on, dude. It was so fucking hot in here. And that's about all, man. That's about all. If you want to support this podcast, there's a monetary donation button right there at the bottom of the link at Spotify. We would greatly appreciate it if you could help us out with that. That helps cover our cost. We are canceled. We said we don't like licorice and fucking and whoppers, dude. It's over with. Or someone's going to hear that you like dots and fucking immediately unfollow the show. But dude,
Also, one last thing. I know this is getting belabored, but if you haven't hit the follow button yet, and you're listening to us or you're a regular listener, please hit the follow button. Please. I know it's kind of a pain in the ass and all that, but just a quick little click really goes a long way helping us get this show out to more people. So thank you very much. I will finish this like I always do. Hen, I love you very much, bro. You look fantastic. If you are not in that costume tomorrow in your family pictures, I may fly out there.
I love you too, Cree. And remember, if you need your anus lightened, follow us on Instagram.
Sucking on a bone, on a bone, 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 and a bony.
We're sucking on a bone. And a...
Dude, I had some good lines in there, dude. Daddy smoking bones now, in and out of homes now. I don't got a phone now. I can't get alone now.
Close the show, motherfucker.
You didn't tell me you love me.
I love you too, Cree. Didn't I do that? And remember, maybe. Suck on a bone and be yourself and fuck what they think.
Dots are fucking ass, bro. Later, dude.
I'm on an MC with the music and miracle. I'm on an upbeat and then boy, the lyrics are right. Oh, no. I check it, I know.